The Gemara Masech, the Tainus, Daf Gimel on the Beis, teaches us, Amar Chanina, Hilkach v'moysa chama, if in the time of the summer, from Pesach to Sukkos, Amar Mash v'ruach, even if somebody said Mash v'ruach in the Shemona Esrei during that time of the year, Eimach zirin moysoi. We don't make him go back to the beginning of the bracha, because, as the Gemara taught us, Ruchais Einan Etzorais, the wind never stops. So since the wind never stops, his tefillah doesn't make a difference what he said. The wind is going to continue no matter what. Amar Merer HaGeshem, if, however, during the dry season of the year, during the summer, he said Merer HaGeshem, Machzir HaSoy, we make him say over the Shemona Esrei, go back to the beginning of the bracha, because the rain is not supposed to come down during that time of the year. And if he davened for rain, then if he mentioned rain, that's a siman klola. He davened inappropriately, and he must repeat the Shemona Esrei without saying Moed HaGeshem. Moed HaGeshem, on the other hand, during the winter, loy ama mash v'ruach, if he did not say mash v'ruach, again, ein machzir noisoi. Because again, the Chazal did not say we must say mash v'ruach, because the ruach will come anyway. Loy ama moir hageshem, if however he skipped saying moir hageshem, then machzir noisoi. Because during the winter, as we're learning in our Masechta, it is absolutely essential to say Moed HaGeshem. And by him omitting saying Moed HaGeshem, Machzir Noisoi, we make him repeat the Shemona Esrei. And then the Gemara continues, V'loyayin, and furthermore, Ela Filu Omar Mavar HaRuach. Not only did he not daven for the wind, he didn't say mash v'ruach. He said just the opposite. The wind shouldn't come. Or he said mafriach hatal. He said specifically that the tal, as the Gemara previously said, tal also never ceases. And he specifically said that the tal should not come down. Ein machzir noisoi. We still don't make him repeat the Shemona Esrei. The Ritva asks an obvious question. The Ritva asks, what's the Gemara saying over here? There's really two questions. One question is, the Gemara began with some very important halachas. If somebody said the wrong thing in the summer, by saying Moed HaGeshem, somebody omitted saying Moed HaGeshem in the winter. Very important halachas, as we will, in Mitzvah Hashem, discuss in our shir be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. But then the Gemara speaks about somebody who said something that's inappropriate. He said the wind should stop, the tal should stop. It doesn't bother us. So the question is, what is the connection between these two halachas? That's one question. And another question is, why indeed is this not a problem? Because even though, as it's clear in our Gemara, that this person says that the wind should stop, that the tal should stop, is a tefillah that really makes no difference, The question still remains. Why is this not considered a hefsek in his tefillah when he said something that doesn't belong in the tefillah? As we continue trying to understand this Gemara, first let's look at how the Rishonim explain this Gemara. The Gemara says that Amar Moed HaGeshem, if during the summer somebody said Meir Hageshem, the loch is Machsira and Soy. So the Mordechai says, so there's a big machlokes Rishonim, what does Machsir and Osoy say? The Mordechai has a very interesting approach. He says, somebody who said Meir Hageshem in the summer, the damage is done. You shouldn't have spoken about the rain in the summer. What the Gemara here means to say is, Machsir and Osoy, we teach him and we tell him, don't make such a mistake again. Rashi seems not to learn that way. Rashi seems to learn that since the person said something he shouldn't have said, and during the summer, rain is a klala, so he didn't daven the way he was supposed to daven, and he has to repeat his whole tefillah. But most Rishonim say that he has to go back to the many Rishonim say that he has to go back to the beginning of davening. His davening is considered an inappropriate davening when he said Meir Hageshem when he wasn't supposed to, and he has to go back to the beginning of the davening. The Ravi says that when you go back, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You have to go back, if you remember in the middle that you said something you shouldn't have said, then you go back to the beginning. The Rambam, however, paskens that under all circumstances, if a mistake like this was made, when you say Meir Hageshem, when you weren't supposed to say Meir Hageshem, says the Rambam, you have to go back to the beginning of davening. Everybody seems to agree that if after you already said Mechaya HaMesim, at that point, you have to go back to the beginning of davening. However, the Shari Tshuva and the Chai Odom say a very interesting halacha. They say that if somebody realizes at that point, he says Baruch Ato Hashem, he didn't say Mechai HaMesim, all he said was Baruch Ato Hashem, and he recognized that he made a mistake, that he should have said, that he shouldn't have said Meir Hageshem at this time. What he should do is say Lamdeinu Chukecha, Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then go back to the beginning of the bracha and correct himself by not saying Meir Hageshem. Now we understand the question. Now we have the answer to the question that the Ritva asked. The Ritva asked, as we learned, what's the connection between these two memories that our Gemara teach us? And Ritva also asked, how is it acceptable that somebody should say something that doesn't belong in the Shemoneh Esrei and it shouldn't be considered a hefsek in the Shemoneh Esrei? Says the Ritva, that's exactly what our Gemara is teaching us. Because our Gemara is teaching us that just that saying something that doesn't belong in the Shemoneh Esrei is not considered a hefsek. And therefore, even if this person in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei said, Mafriya Chatal, I don't care. So to hear, if the person realizes, after he said Baruch Ato Hashem, that he made a mistake, the halacha is that he should repeat, that he should just say Lamdeinu Chukecha. I, Lamdeinu Chukecha, doesn't belong in the Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't bother me that Lamdeinu Chukecha doesn't belong in the Shemoneh Esrei, because we've seen in our Gemara that Lamdeinu Chukecha could be said in the Shemoneh Esrei. We could say in the Shemoneh Esrei something that doesn't necessarily belong in the Shmon Esrei. So, the first halacha that we've discussed now is if somebody said Moed HaGeshem in the summer when he shouldn't have. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Yud Dalid Sifov, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Im Oma Moed HaGeshem V'Moed HaChama, if somebody in the summer said Moed HaGeshem, Machzir Noisoi, we make him repeat the Shmon Esrei, V'Choyzel Roish HaBrocha. He has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. That means the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if I realized I said Moed HaGeshem in the summer, I go back to the beginning of the bracha. But immediately, the Bir Halacha quotes the opinion of the Rambam, that the Gra, he says, also feels like the Rambam, that you don't go back to the beginning of the bracha, you go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. And the Pshat in the Rambam and the Gra is that, as we know, all three of the first brachas are considered like one bracha. And since they're considered like one bracha, you don't go back to the bracha that you made the error by, you go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. And continues the Shulchan Aruch. However, from Siyum HaBracha, if you finish the whole bracha, that means you said Mechaya Meisim, and then you realize, I said Marid HaGeshem in the summer, which I shouldn't have, Choyzer L'Roish HaTfila. You go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. And here too, the Mishnah Brura teaches us a number of very important halachas. Number one, he says that this halacha of making a mistake is even on the first day. Now the question is, what is the first day? So the people who say Moed Hatal, so the halacha at the beginning of Am Masechta, the way all the Rishonim explain at the beginning of the Masechta is that you don't, that the Tzibur doesn't begin to say something unless somebody makes an announcement. Furthermore, an announcement cannot be made on something that represents something that's negative. So there's a big, we know there's two minhagim. Some say Moed Hatal in the summer, and some say nothing in the summer. So those who say Moed Hatal in the summer, before the Shmon Esrei of the Tzibur by Musaf of Pesach, first day is davened, the Gabbai announces that everybody should begin saying Moed Hatal. Says the Mishnah Brura, if the person during that Shmon Esrei said Moed HaGeshem, he has the problem that we just discussed. However, said those who don't say Moed Hatal, so they only stop saying Moed HaGeshem by Mincha of the first day of Pesach. So those people, this halacha only begins, says the Mishnah Brura, by Mincha. Because we don't make an announcement, don't say Moed HaGeshem. That is inappropriate. Furthermore, the Mishnah Brura says that even though, as we learned, everybody seems to agree that minimally you should go back to the beginning of the bracha, says the Mishnah Brura, that if you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, b'di'evid, it's acceptable. Here, the Mishnah Brura continues to say that if you remembered before you said Mechaya HaMeisim, the halacha is, like the Shari Tshuva and the Chaya Adam, say Lamdeinu Chukecha, as we discussed at the beginning of our shir, and then go back to the beginning of the bracha. However, if you already said Mechaya HaMeisim, the halacha is that you go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. But the Mishnah Brura paskins that the halacha is that you don't have to say over Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. You could go back to the beginning of the bracha without saying Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. The Paiskim discuss this halacha quite extensively. One common mistake, I could say, that people do is if they realize they said Moir HaGeshem in the summer and they want to correct themselves, so what they immediately do is they say Moir HaTal. So the Paiskim seem all to agree that that should not be done l'chatchila. And the reason they say it shouldn't be done l'chatchila is because by saying Moir HaGeshem, you made a mistake. And as we're learning, the Mishnah Berurah says it, all the Rishonim and Acharonim say it. Speaking about Moir HaGeshem in the summer is a Simen Klala. You can't correct that Simen Klala by saying Moir HaTal. And therefore, what you should do is you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, or according to the Rambam, you should go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei without saying Moir HaGeshem, and without saying Moir HaGeshem, then you'll have been done, then you will be saying the Shemoneh Esrei properly. And therefore the Paiskim make a very important observation. They say many people get confused and they say Moir HaGeshem in the summer, certainly perhaps at the beginning of the season where they're not yet accustomed to say Moir HaTal, and the people, especially this could happen with a Shlich Tzibur, hear him say Moir HaGeshem when he shouldn't have, and they all say, you shouldn't have said it. And him in his confusion, he says Moir HaTal. That isn't what should be done. What should be done is that it should be done calmly, and don't just announce you made a mistake. Tell him to go back to the beginning of the bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens, not like the Rambam, and then start over without saying Moir HaGeshem. If your meaning is to say Moir HaTal, say Moir HaTal. Otherwise, say nothing if that's your minhag. What about the other way? If somebody in the winter said Moir HaTal, and immediately after saying Moir HaTal, he recognizes he made a mistake, and he says Masha Baruch Moir HaGeshem, that isn't a problem. Certainly for two reasons. Number one, Moir HaTal is not a klola in the summer, in the winter. And since Moir HaTal is not a klola in the winter, there's no problem if you said it. Furthermore, as Tosfos points out, and we will discuss this halacha mitzvah Shem, I hope, that if somebody in the winter says Moir HaTal and didn't say Moir HaGeshem, Mashruch Moir HaGeshem, the halacha is that is b'di'evit acceptable. So here, saying Moir HaTal and then saying Moir HaGeshem, Mashruch Moir HaGeshem, is not a problem. And the same, they say by Baruch Aleinu, that if somebody in the winter said the same bracha, and immediately after saying the same bracha, he realizes he should have said the same Talmud Matar, and he says it, it's not a problem. Because saying bracha, there's nothing wrong with saying the same bracha in the winter. And therefore, if you corrected yourself and said the same Talmud Matar, it's fine. But not as a machlokes in the Paiskim, we clearly have established that a person should not say, we've clearly established that a person should not say the same, if he said Mashruch Moir HaGeshem in the winter, in the summer, he shouldn't just immediately correct himself by saying Moir HaTal. What is the halacha if the person did indeed do so. So there's a tshuva, and the shayla's a tshuva's shevet halevi, chelek vav, simen tez zayin, that says if somebody said in the wind, in the summer, mashal ruach ha-mayra geshem, and immediately he afterwards he said mayra tal, it isn't acceptable. Because, he says, saying geshem is a simon klola, and therefore, by correcting yourself and saying immediately afterwards, mash mayra tal, you haven't solved that problem. Only if you go back to the beginning of the bracha have you solved that problem. On the other hand, he says that that is only in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, where you shouldn't have said Mash V'ruach Amarit Hageshem, and you said it. That's when saying Amarit Atol is not considered a correction. But by saying bracha, that means if in the summer, instead of just saying the same bracha by Baruch Aleinu, you said the same Talmudor, and you correct yourself by saying the same bracha, that is acceptable. However, and this is the psak of the Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman also, I saw in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo on Tefillah, Perik Ches Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, Hiskim Moir Ageshem B'mois Hachama, Ein Moir Tikkun Toch Kedei Dibur. However, there are Paiskim that are a little more lenient, and they say that this is not the proper way of correcting your mistake, but even if it's not the proper way that you correct your mistake, but the Evid, if you make the mistake, the halacha is that the Evid, it is considered as if you said the Shemoneh Esrei properly. There is a tshuva from, that's the opinion of the Madane Yontif. He says, he himself asks, how does this help? The damage has been done by saying Moir HaGeshem in the summer. He says that we find in all areas of halacha that there's a concept of Toich Kedei Dibur. And Toich Kedei Dibur, you could always change, is always halachically considered as if you changed your mind properly. So here too, if Toich Kedei Dibur, you recognized that you made an error, the halacha is that it's considered a proper correction. There is a tshuva in the Shaios Tshuvas, Tshuvas Hanhagas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Dalet, that discusses the Shaila as well. And he takes a very interesting approach. He says that when is Moir Atal considered a correction for having said Moir HaGeshem improperly? Two conditions. He says, number one, if you didn't say Umayr Hatal, you didn't add a Vav, so that separates the Mayr Hatal from the Mayr HaGeshem, and that's why it's considered a proper correction. And furthermore, he says that if you are from the people whose meaning is never to say Mayr Hatal, so by you saying Mayr Hatal, it's considered a proper correction, because otherwise, why did you say it? But if you didn't say, if you said Umayr Atal, or you're from people that always say Mayr Atal, Nusach Sfar, so you really haven't shown that this, you're saying Mayr Atal, is not considered correcting your improper statement on Mayr HaGeshem, and therefore it isn't acceptable. He also makes one more nafgamina. He says, we know on Shabbos the halacha is you're not allowed to daven tefillos nedava. So during the week, if you did this, you could correct yourself by davening Shemone Esrei again and make it tonight. That if I did the right thing, so fine. And if I did, this tefillah should be in the dover that I'm davening over. If I didn't do the right thing, so I'm obligated to daven. But such an eitzah, he says, it only works during the week, where I could daven a tefillah nedava. However, on Shabbos, where tefillah nedava is unacceptable, so there I could rely on the Madani Yontif that we just discussed, that takes a more lenient opinion, and that the Madani Yontif's opinion is that even if you said Mash Ruach and you immediately corrected yourself with saying Moir Hatal, it's b'diavad acceptable. L'halocha, it's difficult to paskin in such a situation, but it seems, and we'll discuss this more in our shiurim, that under such circumstances, where the person said in the summer, Moir HaGeshem, and what he should have done is go back to the beginning of the bracha, but instead of that he just said Moir HaTal immediately, what he should do is he should pay close attention to the Baal Tefillah when he says the Chazar Sashatz, and by paying close attention to the Baal Tefillah as he says Chazar Sashatz, that will solve the problem that if he did or didn't daven Shemone Esrei properly, if it's considered an adequate correction, great. If it's not considered an adequate correction, his listening to the Baal Tefillah will resolve his issue.